You are now listening to CJLO 1690 in Montreal. So sit back, relax, and let us take control. You deserve
it. For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboul-Joud. On Saturday, March 16th, the Association of Graduate Students employed by McGill agreed upon an 8-week strike after a series of failed negotiations with the university. With an exam period around the corner, a major disruption is anticipated for students and professors. Dallas Jokic, a member of the association's bargaining team, told the Montreal Gazette that the strike can be prevented if McGill offers them a fair deal. McGill's teaching assistants' hourly pay is around $33, and they are asking for wages that are comparable with those granted by other Canadian leading universities, such as the University of Toronto, where they pay teaching assistants $47 per hour. They are also appealing for their pay to be safe from an annual 3% inflation, increased healthcare benefits, and the regulation of their allocated hours so that they conform with their workload. According to Mario Roy, the president of the association, if the strike takes place, teaching assistants won't be getting paid by the university, but the costs will be compensated by the association's own fund and the members' access to the fund of the Confédération des syndicats nationaux strike. If the strike takes place, more than 2,300 teaching assistants will be partaking in it. The association is set to meet with McGill again on Tuesday. The NDG Legion opened its door on March 15th for St. Patrick's Day festivities. Katie Brady has more.
This Friday, locals gathered at the NDG Legion to break bread over a bowl of Irish stew for St. Paddy's Day. Legion President Bob Boutillier wants the community to know the space isn't just for military families.
We've had a Jewish cantor rent this place for various Jewish holidays, particularly family and kids holidays. We've had a Palestinian group rent this place for arts and crafts.
Della Robertson, Sergeant at Arms of the NDG branch, explained its connection to the Irish Montreal community.
As I said, we have the initial sports group that come here, meet here, and they have their dinners here. And some people from the United Irish Society has been in the dinners for the Nishville. Okay? So this past year, when they had the head table and everything else, they had the people that were going to be marching in the parade.
Yeah. Robertson said the Legion provides services for vets in need, but to survive, they need a range of community events to make use of the space so it can remain open. She noted several branches which have closed in recent years, explaining that the pandemic was a serious hit to many branches like hers.
Some of my friends says, oh, the building's closed down. No, the building's not closed down. It's really functional.
Boutillier added that many were in trouble before COVID.
The legions, particularly in the cities, were dying out because the culture in the military for 20, 30 years has completely forgot about the legion. So we've got 30 years worth of people in the military that don't even know the legion exists and what it's there for. So there's no renewal of younger people.
As part of the efforts to bring in more young people, Boutillier often speaks at local high schools. And he's inspired by the interest they show. The branch invites anyone to visit for a pint or a game of pool Fridays 1 to 8 p.m. or to check out their Facebook to find out about upcoming meals and events. They hope to open more days a week in the near future. In NDG for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO. It's Metal March. We were listening to some witching. Friend of the show, Tatiana, is in witching. It's DJ Nina and DJ Nat here tonight.
It's been a while, but it feels so good to be here.
Yeah, and we do not have DJ Jade tonight. She is sick, so we miss her, but...
She's here in spirit.
She's here in spirit.
I hope.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure she is.
Yeah, or even if she's not, it's okay. She's allowed to just rest. We are going to have someone call in with a dream at a certain point. And I guess this is a good time to mention that there's a content warning of the dream, that there is the mention of the existence of genitalia. And so, yeah. How are you doing tonight, DJ Nat?
I'm actually doing pretty good. I came in feeling pretty exhausted, but the adrenaline of, like, doing all of this, it has keeping me awake. And I am, yeah, happy to be here with you, Nina. Yeah. How are you doing?
Yes, same. Tired and happy to see you, because you haven't been here in a while, because you were in Ecuador, which is good.
Yes. Yeah. I went to the center of the world to gather some dreams, which we will hopefully be sharing with you in the upcoming weeks or months. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just managing a couple things. Sometimes when I'm on air and I'm like a little spaced out, it's just because I'm on the board. I'm the one on the board. And then you and Jade are always offering these deep, insightful thoughts. And I sometimes have to be like, mm-hmm. So just to give context.
Yeah, I took a picture of Nina, which we will post later, just so that you can see how much she does behind the scenes, or yeah, what people can see.
Yeah, well, yes. Okay, great. So we're going to go to a song, and then we may come back with a dream.
And it's the first time someone is actually calling, right? So it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. We're all very excited. Okay, let's do some song stuff. Okay. We'll be right back. wait a minute. Is this working? Okay, give me one second. Hi, I'm not sure if you're coming in through. Can we hear?
Yeah, no worries.
We can hear you now. Okay. There is this weird feedback thing happening that I'm not sure how to fix.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you through CJLO playing on a separate device.
Okay. But it's strange because I hear we're having slight technical difficulties. There's like a crackling sound happening for us.
Yeah, I'm going to blame this on Verizon Wireless and their bad international plans.
Oh, no. Verizon. Darn Verizon. Yeah, maybe we can make it work.
I can call you on Instagram if that's better.
Okay, let's try. Yeah, do you want to try calling back without? Let's try without the scratching sound. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, we're going to go back to some music and come back in with some more dreams. Awesome. Okay, see you in a second. You are listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO. We have a guest caller calling in. Caller, can you say something?
Hi, this is DJ Jazzy Mays of the Castle.
Can we hear? We can't hear so well. Hold on a second. Can you
turn me up, babes?
We're trying. I think DJ Nat, can you say something?
Hello.
Okay. I think. Okay. We're just testing some stuff out. I think this is working okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Ellen.
You're good. This is good. Okay. Okay. DJ Jazzy Mays from the Castle.
Hi. To preface this, Mercury retrograde starts next week.
Yes.
So I think that's just an important piece of information to expel into this technology moment.
Yes.
We are nodding, which we shouldn't be doing. We should be saying yes, we agree.
Before the show even...
You can hear your brains rattle out. Yeah.
We had some... We're having many technical difficulties. Yeah. What were you going to say, Nat?
I'm just laughing because just before the show started, Nina and I were like, yeah, it wouldn't be a surprise if... Well, we both have the same exact backpack. And we're like, it wouldn't be surprising if we would get confused and take the different backpack. And just that all the technology stuff makes sense.
This is sense. In the context of talking about yeah. Mercury retrograde as well. So yeah. We're all yeah. in the same boat for that. Yeah. So you have a dream that you had.
I do. I had a dream a couple of months ago. Maybe just 1 month ago. The timing does not matter. It basically, there's this photo of, so possums are marsupials, and they're the only marsupials in North America, and they have, like, this pouch, like, you know how kangaroos have pouches that they put their young children, kangaroos, and possums have the same kind of thing, but a baby possum kind of just looks like a, I don't know, like a combination of a baby English bulldog and or French bulldog rather, and like a soybean or something. they're very small and wrinkly and gray and kind of cute but kind of disgusting at the same time. So there's this photo of this possum whose pouch is being like spread open with a human's hands, and there's a bunch of tiny baby possum soybeans in the pouch. And it's really, I find this photo incredibly intriguing. Every time I show it to people, people like immediately is disgusted and sometimes even angry at me for showing the photo. But I've encountered this photo probably first in like 2019. So it's been around my consciousness for a long time. But for some reason, this dream I had, I was basically a surrogate mother for a possum family, a possum litter. I don't know what the correct term is. But it was like the same sensation of, instead of my marsupial pouch being spread open, it was my pussy being spread open to reveal all the tiny baby possum soybeans inside of me. And when I say it and I describe it, it sounds quite concerning. But in the dream, I was actually very chill about it. It was like, yeah, this is happening. Like, this is like weird, but this is like a consensual decision I did to support my, I don't know, assuming friend, possum friend. And now I'm caring for its future babies, and then I'm going to have these babies, and then I'm not going to have any responsibilities beyond that. And I'm realizing now that I may have had this dream because I was sleeping in my partner's bed, and he has a stuffed possum that I cuddle with as I sleep. So I'm wondering if that possum is, like, connecting with me through my dream subconscious to, I don't know, impregnate me.
Whoa, there was a lot of fervent nodding while you were talking, by the way. Not a visual medium. I'm very into this dream. Thank you for sharing it. Was there a version of this dream also where there were spider eggs?
Oh wow, okay, you're so right. I think at one point there was, like, I'm thinking before the possum fetuses were more soybean developed, they looked like spider eggs.
Okay.
Which are kind of like this, like, fuzzy, round, soft, but structurally sound thing. And that's definitely because the day or two previously, I was helping my future roommate move out, and we took down this, like, antique Soviet map. And behind the map was, like, a bunch of spider eggs, on the wall. It was really disgusting. But, yeah, this dream has connections.
Do you have something you want to ask, Nat, or
Yeah, well, I don't. Well, thank you, first of all, so much for sharing your dream. You're the first one to actually call and share your dream live, so that's very courageous.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, much about possums. I've never really seen one in real life, but just your description and now the connection with the eggs, the first thing that comes to mind is like fertility, you know, like that, and you know, that's more of a symbolic meaning, right? Like it can be like starting of new projects or new ideas. It's like so like real. The growth of something. And you said like you've been having this picture in your, you know, subconscious since 2019. So I'm just curious to see, you know, if since then it's been a couple of years, right? So I'm curious to see if, like, now that you're reflecting back, if you have seen some, you know, maybe inner growth or projects that have started. And I know it's been also in the context of the pandemic, of maybe there was more stagnation, but now,
real.
Now it feels like, okay, now life started again, you know, like the quickness of life. I don't know how to say it. Like,
yeah.
Like we had like maybe 2 years of COVID that felt more like slow. So that's the first, yeah, some thoughts I had of your dream. And we always say that we're not really interpreting at the end.
Not even allowed to be. Not even allowed to be interpreting.
At the end, it's like the dreamer, you know, you have your own meaning, right? Like for me, maybe possums, I'm like afraid of them or find them disgusting. As you even said, like some of your friends were like, oh, don't show me that picture. But for you, it seemed like it was maybe different, right?
Yeah, that is such a beautiful non-interpretation.
I'm like so fascinated by when animals kind of switch between, when things switch significance, right? Like the spider egg that is the possum baby, and then just that little difference between it being in that marsupial pouch versus in the pussy or vagina. We gave a content warning. It's okay. We can say that. So like, I think like there's a lot, I feel like there's a lot going on there. And I agree with you, Nat, like there's like this idea of like the creativity, the fertility, but also this idea too of like, sometimes we forget about how creative we are, things like that. And for me, like the way that like those spider, the way that you associated it to the spider eggs that were like behind this poster, that just, you know, that like, it's sort of like, sometimes it's like things that like, that's where spiders kind of lay their eggs too. It's like in these places where like people aren't going very often.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's meaningful at all either, but it's like this, something that maybe was like forgotten and then it gets rediscovered, or I don't know, something there about the spider eggs too for me.
Mm-hmm.
So real.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me that I think it was during the Halloween that we one of the symbols we explored were the spiders.
We tried.
So if I remember correctly, the spiders are also strongly connected with like femininity, right?
Well, it's with time also.
And time.
It's we have to go back and look, but it has to do with time and mandalas,
and that's what the spider web,
because of the cobweb, and so then there's all kinds of significance that comes through with that for sure. Like we gotta go back and look
but I agree with you, Nina, that like it's so interesting of your dream, like how there's a strong element of transformation too, and to me it's also like how there's different forms of growing, like literally like eggs or like in the pouch, like mammals, or and then this animal was in first in one and then in another. It's like it's a like a metamorphosis almost, too, or a transformation within. So it's always crazy how sometimes we think it's like, oh, it's just a simple dream, and then you start like thinking there's that can be so meaningful. And then my question to you is, do you remember when you woke up after having this dream, do you remember with what feeling you stayed, or?
I think it was, I definitely like woke up and immediately told my partner what I had dreamed about. And it felt like very weird and strange, but in a comfortable way. Mm-hmm. Like there was no like, what is this I'm dreaming about? Like, what does this mean? It was just kind of like, yeah, it was a surrogate for a possum.
Yeah, we totally didn't even get to the surrogate part too, eh? That's like, yeah we totally skimmed that. I mean, that's the whole thing too, that you're carrying it for your friend who's a possum or your acquaintance. We don't know the relationship to the possum.
Yeah, I do not know what relationship I had with this possum.
And I mean, also possums, I find them fascinating. And just because also there's this association, we have not very, I have really only seen them in Montreal just a couple times. They're not around as much, but like really associated with like these other kind of animals that like kind of dig through the trash and kind of like,
yeah.
So, you know, but that's, there's, I have a, like a really good, I feel really good about those animals. Cause I'm like, yeah, they just like find where food is and they just get it. And they're just able to like adapt to like the urban environment. And like, I don't know. So there's something there too. Your surrogate for an trash animal. I don't know.
Trash surrogate.
Yeah. I'm just freestyling here. I have to think about it. Yeah.
But it's like there's a big responsibility.
Yeah. Also, but at the end, right? But you were saying, they were saying like they're at the end, they're just giving back to the possum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or so a temporary responsibility.
Temporary. Maybe.
Yeah.
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 Interesting. Yeah. Well, I love this dream, and thank you so much for sharing it. Yeah.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to share a dream with y'all, and when I had this one, I was like, oh, this is gonna make the cut. This is gonna be fun to talk about.
Definitely. Yeah, we love it. Do you want to add anything? Yeah, like.
I don't think so.
That's
possums are really cute. I don't know.
Yes, agreed. I'm in it, and I know you haven't seen one, Natalie, but we'll go looking for one. We'll find one.
Yeah.
I mean, not in real life.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm gonna find one for you in real life. We're gonna go look. Do you have like a music request? I know you asked. There was the Andre 3000 song.
Yeah, there's this Andre 3000 song from his album that came out in like November or December. It's a jazz album or flute album, sorry. Yeah. And every song title is like way too long, so I cannot remember it accurately, but the song title from what I can remember is something like, the slang word pussy rolls off the tongue with far better ease than the proper word vagina, don't you think? And I think about that every time I say any kind of anatomy word around people who I'm not sure if I'm like, what word should I be using right now?
Perfect. I have it queued up, and awesome. We're gonna listen to it, and I think that's a perfect request. And really sincerely, thank you so much for calling in with your dream.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, and call back again whenever you want.
Yeah, no pressure. Sure. No pressure. And guys, listen to the people who are listening to our show. Listen to The Castle. It's a great show.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Fridays at 1 p.m., baby.
Fridays at 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Yes. Okay, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back with the Andre 3000 song. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
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 Cigarettes After Sex. Live in Montreal. X's World Tour. Bell Center. Saturday, August 31st. Get tickets now at Evenko.ca. The brand new album, X's, is available everywhere July 12th. For more, visit cigarettesaftersex.com.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegeha and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel V. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO, 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Thank you.
You're listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO still. We've got some Andre 3000 in the background, which we really appreciate. That was such a great album. So proud of him for just playing like 13-minute songs on the flute just because he wanted to. Thank you so much to the host of The Castle for calling in. That they just shared like the greatest Well, definitely the greatest call-in dream, because we have nothing to compete with it. But I would say very high-ranking dream, no matter what. Yeah? Not that we're ranking. We're not ranking. Yeah. All of the dreams are good. We love all the dreams. Yeah. Nat, you were just reflecting. You know, we went on a break, but our break was really to just do more research on the different symbols. And also to just take a moment to make sure the technology is doing okay during this pre-Mercury retrograde situation, which it is. So you had found some stuff about possums, is that correct?
Yeah, as I said before, I really don't know much about possums, so I was very curious to do a little research. And as we always said, you know, like you can see the interesting thing of exploring symbols in dreams or in general is that they can mean something different from different perspectives and cultures, right? So, a bit that what I found is that, I mean, this is if you see a baby possum, supposedly, but in the dream, the dreamer saw many baby possums. And one idea is that it can mean to embrace your inner child. And because as the dreamer also described in the dream, the possums were, you know, like cute and cuddly. So it can, and they tend to be full of curiosity. So seeing one can signify reconnecting with your inner younger self. So I thought that was interesting. And perhaps this is like, the dreamer is like, no, that really doesn't resonate with me. Or perhaps, yes, we always say we just talk and then the person can decide whether it resonates or not.
Yeah. Well, the trickster thing was interesting with the possum, right? There was a...
Yeah. So in some, I also found that in some Native American tribes, possums are considered tricksters. And I think that probably connect with what you were describing, Nina, of possums tending to be like, you know, searching for garbage or like,
well, I think maybe it's like the smartness, right? Like I think with a lot of First Nation stories, when like the raven, there's like these animals that like are very smart and also they like illuminate things that we don't always have access to. So anyways, I love that for possums too, because I think they are smart in this way that people don't value, right?
Yeah, so yeah. It says that, you know, they're playful and mischievous. Yeah. So for Cherokee tribes, there is a legend that the possum's tail used to be thick and bushy, but it became hairless because he bragged about it too much. Teaching the lesson that people shouldn't be so vain.
Oh, I don't like that. I want him to have a bushy tail if he wants one. But it's fine. Okay.
But they're, in that yeah. sense, they are like, for them, they're tricksters, right? And in Mexican tribes, they are said to be connected to the spirits. So you can see how one same animal or symbol can be, can signify something very different, right?
Yeah,
so that's, of course, I'm going to continue after the show. Now I'm even more interested in digging my research on possums.
Yeah, well, I think we're gonna have to try to find a possum for you. Now that's one of my goals for this summer, is to try to figure out where we can go see possums.
Yeah, I mean, they look cute in pictures, but I honestly don't know what my reaction will be if I see one live, because I tend to get like I don't know.
I mean, it's always surprising seeing a wild animal because you're not expecting them, right? So you're like, that happened to me recently. I was like running and I was like, oh, it's a big fluffy cat, and then it was a raccoon, and I love raccoons, but I was like, oh wait,
yeah,
what are you gonna do? The raccoon is fine, but you just, yeah, it's the expectation for sure.
And the other symbol we were saying of the spiders, yeah, we also have to go back to that. And that's one, for example, that I really don't mind seeing spiders, like, in real life.
Yeah, you're not scared of spiders,
No, because
eh?
I know that there's people, you know, that's one of the things that people can be, yeah, have a strong phobia or... So, yeah, I find them interesting, too.
Yeah. Unless it's either, like a poison spider. Yeah. No?
Well, even then...
You're not scared of the poison spider.
Well, I have seen some tarantulas, yeah, but...
Are tarantulas poisonous, though? Because I thought they're just big and hairy. I don't know. Scary because of that. But I think some of the other ones, like... I'm going really lateral with this, and this, it has nothing to do with what the dreamer was talking about. But
yeah, I'm so sorry, dreamer.
Oh no, you're on topic. You're very on topic. Oh, I'm okay. Just going to go straight to the side now. Because,
okay, go.
Yeah, because I was thinking about with the spiders, the spider thing stayed with me because I was thinking about, and so we're using, I think we're just going to go with dreamer's choice in terms of terminology. So pussy, we're gonna just use that term. I'm gonna just go with what the dreamer chooses. So yeah, like if you're go if okay so inside somebody's genitalia, it's inside of someone's body, and it's like, when I thought about the spiders in combination with that, this is gonna sound weird, but I have a friend who one of his jobs was like, when planes landed, he'd have to check especially when stuff is coming from the south of the United States, like to check in these big crates for spiders, for like black widows and stuff, with like a flashlight. Like you'd have to shine it and like see like if spiders had ended up in the crates. And one of the things that I had found out about, so I had that image in my head for some reason, fitting with like all the other imagery. Mm-hmm. And then one of the things that I know about black widows is people can't actually treat you for the poison, they can just treat you for the pain of the bite. So that we're going way off topic. Nobody said.
Not really. Because no? what you are saying, it's making me think of some.
Okay. Stuff. Well, I was just going to say, for the context of the dream, nowhere did they mention that there was poison, that there was it wasn't a black widow spider. Like, nothing was mentioned with that. We don't know.
What kind of spider it is.
Yeah. But you see a connection. So I'm wondering what your connection is.
The connection, which was very clear for a moment, and now it's kind of faded.
Sorry. Okay, we're going to work with it.
I was just, I think we have mentioned a couple of episodes before of how a symbol tends to have polarities.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming back, okay. My connection. I'm just thinking about how we mentioned previously, the dreamer mentioned of the possum being very cute, right?
Yeah.
And then we have kind of this, in a way, maybe opposite, like the cute possum with the spider. Mm. And perhaps some people find spiders cute too, but it actually tends to be associated more with like something like a bit more like scary or something that people tend to be more afraid. Mm-hmm. So I'm just seeing that kind of like polarity between the two main symbols of the dream.
Yeah, well, definitely, like, I would say I find possums cute, but you know about me, like, I like bats and I like snails. And so, like, there's definitely people who find possums cute. I don't know if everybody's going to find the possums cute, but you're right that there's probably more people who are going to be like, oh, it's a marsupial.
And generalizing.
Yeah, like, it's a fuzzy animal. Like, I'm into that. Like, there's a stuffed animal of a possum. I guarantee there's less stuffed animals of like spiders. Yeah. So, yeah. So I think that there is like a, there's probably a polarity there. I would see that.
Or something. It's because not that it was like two of the same kind of animals, right?
No. Yeah.
But they were like, they seem to be very different in many ways, right?
Yeah. 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 Well, one's like a, not a mammal, a marsupial, which is, I guess, it's getting late at night and I'm not getting good at animals, which means it's time to go to a commercial break, because that is the one thing I can count on, is that I know animal facts and I'm getting confused. Definitely a marsupial. Marsupials are a kind of mammal. Am I wrong? It's no, because mammals give birth live. Whoa. Okay, we're going to look this up.
This one had the pouch.
Yeah, it has pouches, like a kangaroo and a wombat and platypus. And we're coming back with more animal facts that you weren't asking for, but that we'll always keep going to. But first, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then it's going to almost be over, and we have to do a moon report still. So coming right back.
Bone Sound is proud to present Shada Hayes. Discover the country folk of singer-songwriter Shada Hayes with Kindergarten Heart, an album as fun as it is profound. Available now on CD and colored vinyl. Shada Hayes will perform at Le Ministère on April 4th for the Kindergarten Heart record release show, sharing stage with her band and surprise guests. Tickets are on sale now. For more information and for all tour dates, go to bonesound.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts, Remy
and Danny.
This is how we do it. Da, 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 da. Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
You like guacamole? Ah! Run! Oh, God!
Run! Hi, this is Jesse from Last Stop This Song, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hi, you're still listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO. I was like, Natalie, you go. But instead, I'll just make up sounds. Okay, marsupials are a type of mammal. I knew everybody really needed to know the answer to that. And then we were talking about, yes, arachnids and arachnophobia. Fascinating dream. Also, like, yeah, just, yeah, great dream. We're going to be thinking about this one. Should we do a moon report?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Okay, here we go. By the way, somewhere in there, when we were having some technical difficulties, we played Dina Abdul-Wahad with The Keys to the Exit. And she was just in Montreal. I did not see that show. I had a friend who was going to go to the show, and then she got sick and couldn't go, which is classic March behavior. Moon report. We're both looking at each other like, who will look up the illumination? It's a race.
I can tell you.
Okay.
77%.
Whoa. And did you know that we're going towards a full moon, which will be an eclipse?
Monday?
Sunday. Sunday will be an eclipse. Monday. No, you're right.
The 25th.
You're right. I'm wrong. It is the 25th. It's like overnight, I guess, between Sunday and Monday. Is that? We're going to get back to you. It's been a long day. Yeah. On Monday.
We're feeling that we're entering the eclipse season. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's happening now. We're going to just blame everything on that. It's fine. Yeah. So there is going to be an eclipse. And an eclipse, a lunar eclipse, is when there's a full moon, but the sun casts the shadow of the earth onto the moon. And so it gives that ring. You're allowed to look at lunar eclipses. You're not allowed to look at solar eclipses. We will be back in 2 weeks with the solar eclipse report. Which, does that fit into the moon report? It does, because the moon is like one of the key figures in a solar eclipse. The moon blocks out the sun. If you are interested in animals, which I'm just going to keep going with, this is my only like contribution to the show. You're supposed to like pay attention. Apparently, like, you're supposed to pay attention to what happens when there is totality, because apparently like birds stop flying and stop singing, and like the animals all kind of like react differently. So it could be really interesting to, yeah, see what happens.
And also pay attention to your dreams during this eclipse season.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And if you want, write to us or call us if you want to share your dreams, or if you notice any difference in your dreaming.
Yeah. Do we want to do a dream check-in, us together, with like a couple minutes, and then I'll put on some music? Or we don't have to?
I think I can feel entering the eclipse season based on this last dream that really stayed with me. I can briefly share it.
Yeah.
I wish I would have written this dream down, because I know there was a lot on, but the only thing that stayed with me, and that I think it's the first time I dream of this. I dreamt that I was diving. I normally dream a lot with water.
Yeah.
And this time I die. In the dream.
You died, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I was alive, right? Then I was still, it was like a beach, mm-hmm, or some sort. And then I was like, wait, I'm still here. Then that means that it was a dream. So in the dream, I realized that in a way I was dreaming.
Wow.
We can come back on another time, because it kind of connects to what's the name of this movie? Inception?
Yes, Inception.
So it felt like there were layers.
Lots of layers. And my contribution to this dream was that it reminded me of an episode of Baywatch I had watched where I cried. Because I have problems? No, it was a very sad episode of Baywatch. I don't think we have enough time to go into this. I'll just share that embarrassing thing. But yeah, I also for a while was having these really intense swimming dreams as well. And those have stopped for now. But I did, I think, and I think I don't know if we shared about it on air, so I guess maybe this is a better segue than me sharing the embarrassing thing about crying during Baywatch. Anyways, we'll come back to that one. it was very sad. The dreams that I was having about swimming all had to do with me being like a competitive swimmer in the Olympics, which is not a real thing that I ever did or would ever do. But I then during those swim competitions, different things would happen where I would just kind of like give up. Like there was one that I remember where I was like, did one really good round of the swim. They were like, great, now it's now it's time to do the next Olympic swimming round. And I was like, I have all these donuts and I think I'm just going to eat those. And thanks so much for having me. But like, this really is where what I want to be doing right now. So I don't know.
I love that you chose your comfort and what felt. And I love that it's donuts over swimming.
Yeah.
Competitively.
Yeah. Story for another time. I did swim when I was a teenager and I had like a cartoonishly insane swim instructor. But we have only 2 minutes left, so I don't know what to do with this. I think we should put on some music, maybe come back to all the swim dreams. We thought we were going to do a dream and also do a year in review, which like...
We were too ambitious, I think.
Way too ambitious, but I'm glad we really took time for Jasper's dream. And please listen to The Castle. It's great. I don't always get to listen to, but when I do, when I'm not at work, when I'm homesick like I was 2 weeks ago, their show is awesome. 1 p.m.? I hope I'm doing this right.
Yes,
1 p.m. on Friday? Okay, great. That's it. That is it. We're about to – basically, the show is over. I'm just going to talk until it's time to put on the news. No, I'm also just going to shut off my own microphone. But yeah, it's time. Let's stay tuned for hitting all the bases. And Nina out. Okay.